This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe right at the end there we had another question from Barbara. Are you still with me, Barbara?
Yes. I have a Christmas, two fairly large Christmas cactus that I put out there, which was a big mistake. Shall I use the granules on those, and do I need to spray them with the neem oil, and do I need to do both of those things before I bring them in so that they, you know, don't have all of that? And are there any plants that are resistant more so to spider mite?
Okay. So I would recommend spraying the plant or using these granular products on anything that you're bringing indoors.
Okay.
Reason being is they could just travel from anywhere that's been out there and come into the plant.
Right.
We just want to make sure that we are taking care of, you know, the plants.
Okay.
Right? And you just don't want to bring it in. That's the biggest thing.
Okay.
So, you know, are you looking for plants to bring in? What are you kind of looking for, like annuals or?
No, I want to bring in my Christmas cactus. And so that's why I put them out there to, you know, help them. So I'm going to put the granules on them now.
Yes.
And spray them with the neem oil.
Before you bring them in, yeah.
Okay.
But for when you were asking, I'm sorry, I should have been a little bit, said a little bit more. For the plants that you're looking for that are, you know, resistant to spider mites.
Right.
What are you looking for? Are you looking more for annuals? Are you looking for houseplants?
No, the annuals for next year. I may just give up using plants out there because of this fact that I've had the spider mites a couple of years now. But I was curious as to whether there's any plants that are a little more resistant, because I'm using morning glories, I'm using marigolds, I'm using nasturtiums, I'm using salvias, using, you know, geraniums. I'm using a variety of things, and I'm afraid they've all got it. So is there anything that's resistant?
Well, so there are a few. If we're looking for something to bring inside, I'm sorry, I was stuck on the last question. I apologize. For annuals, you could look at like the Allium family.
Okay.
And they do have some that are flowering, right? It's
right.
not just
I've
like
seen, yeah.
It's not just like chives or garlic or one of those. They right. have flowering allium.
They do. All right.
So all that right. is something to take a look at.
Okay.
Primrose doesn't tend to get it.
Okay.
I had one on the tip of my tongue here, and it was just
okay.
But there's I mean, a ton of different, like, vegetables don't do it, right?
Right.
You know, okay. some will get, will kind of, like, just trap them to get rid of them, but, like, a okay. chrysanthemum, they attract it, but they kind of, like, they'll kind of, like, choke them out and kill them.
Okay.
But marigolds,
yeah. If I do use the house those granules, because I think I did get some at my
yep.
my nursery, and if I use the granules in the soil, and I use new soil mixed in, and if I use those in the spring when I'm planting,
yep.
and then use some neem oil before I get into trouble, that perhaps I'd be okay another year.
I think so, and I think it just takes a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of work
yes.
to get it there, but I think it's definitely well worth it,
okay.
and I think those products will help you
okay.
with this.
Now, the Demacious Earth,
yep.
when would you put that on?
So you could put that on now, you could put it on, you know, a little bit later in the season, because what we're trying to do is basically it's just dried skeletons, right?
Right.
And so that Demacious Earth there is going to, when a mite or any type of insect is trying to get into the soil to overwinter,
okay.
it's going to hurt its outer shells, its outer everything,
okay.
and create and affect the plant long term.
Okay.
That's what we're looking to do.
What form does Demacious Earth come in? Is it a spray? Is it a grant? What is it?
It's all it's a powdery, dried powder. That's the only way I've seen it.
Powder. Okay.
Yeah, some people will mix it up with water to make like a little bit of a slurry to put onto soils. But I think that just mixing it into the soil and watering it in is going to be okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Patrick.
No problem, Barbara. You have a great rest of your day.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to get right back into the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Jenna's in New Market, New Hampshire.
Jenna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Love the program.
Thank you.
What happened here is I purchased two Cannon azaleas. I think they're called double azaleas in probably 2 months ago.
Okay.
And when I purchased them, I asked the nursery person, you know, where they should go. And he said, well, they like sun and they also like shade, but sun is fine. So I put them in a full sun area. And as I'm looking at them now, they're burning and they're not flourishing and they're not doing very well. So I'm thinking of transplanting them to the front of my home where there's less sun and more shade. But I'm wondering, when should I do that? Should I do it now after I've already put them in the ground 2 months ago, or should I wait till the upcoming spring?
So I would wait on moving them until September at least, right? The temperature.
Really?
Yeah. The thing about it is with these plants, the heat that we've had, it's dried them out, obviously, but it's kind of slowed, it's affected them, the long-term longevity of it. And with warm temperatures, it dries the roots out quicker. Right? So when a plant is dug up and it is dry, those roots, you're cutting them, and when they're trying to absorb the water from the ground, it's absorbing air and can cause the transplant shock. And the warmer it is, the harder it is for the plant to work with the transplant, right? So I would like to see you wait, if possible, until like middle of September.
Mm-hmm.
unless we get a period of time where it's, you know, we get a good amount of rain and the temperatures are cooler, mm-hmm. and you can plant it, you know, as soon as you've kind of dug it out. I would also look at using a product along the lines of like a Biotone starter, which is a helps reduce transplant shock. And what you mix that into the soil when you're planting, and it helps that shock aspect, right? Because that's what's going on with the plant.
Okay.
You know, picture it as like a cut flower. You buy a bouquet of cut flowers. You're supposed to cut them and put them directly into water when you get them, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you cut them and don't put them in water, it absorbs just air. And that's what's happening to the root system in the plant if they're not wet. So I recommend watering that night before or the morning of as a deep soaking so that those roots have a lot of moisture already in them. So when you do cut any of the roots when you're digging it up, it doesn't absorb air. It absorbs the water because it's already full. And that will definitely help with transplant shock. Now, if you can do that in the next couple weeks and it's cool enough, have at it. But usually fall is the best time.
And that will give them enough time to establish
yes.
roots before winter?
Definitely.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Nantucket.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I recently filled my garden with some awful soil, and what's happened is I've got a nut grass or knotweed.
Yep.
How do I get rid of that organically?
Okay, so organically, so you have the nut sedge where it's like the little, they have like a little nut at the bottom of the grass, and
no, it. No, it's just the grass that's growing up. The gardener says it's not weed.
Not weed. Okay.
Or so not weed, not grass.
Okay, so the reason why I ask is this, so they, excuse me, there's not weed and then there's like a nut sedge.
I think right? Nut sedge, yes, yes. There's no so, knot on it. There's.
So is if you look at it, if you were to look at it in the lawn, it's like a grass that has a thicker blade and
yes.
Almost seems to like grow overnight taller than the rest of the grass.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that is a nut sedge, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So for nut sedge treatment, you know, they have the non-organic, which is just it just says nut sedge. Killer, right?
Yeah.
For organic, though, we are looking, a lot of times, the most organic way is by pulling it yourself, because they do what you're not seeing is they do have very small little, like a nut at the bottom of the blade of grass, and that, it's like a tuber, right?
Yeah,
and then when
yeah.
It gets to flower, it looks like, you know, a regular, like, almost like an ornamental grass. And now that's how, how it moves throughout the yard, right?
Yes.
You want to make sure it never gets to that flower, that flowering part. The flowering is the grass, plume, if you will. So we, that's part of it. If you get, if it gets to that point, it's hard to, it's already started to blow into other areas, so it's hard to get rid of, right?
Yes. Yes.
So that's part of it. The biggest is to remove it by hand. For, I'm trying to think if, I have to look it up to see if Adios from Natural Alternative works, or a weed beater FE from Bonide. But the long term that you need to do, once you've gotten rid of the actual nutsedge, is to make the lawn, you know, to plant more grass, make it thicker and healthier, right? That's the long term fix. There's no, like, you know, fix that'll completely kill it all. I'm trying to figure out an organic way for you, because everything I know is synthetic.
Well, I won't tell my wife about that then. That's fine. It's in a garden which is about 1,000 square feet, and it's grown, like you said, it's growing overnight, and it's just taken over. And we've been pulling it out every day.
Yeah, so that the product that you're looking for is just called nuts, is called Sedge Ender.
Okay.
So it does all types of, it does multiple types of nutsedge, right?
Okay.
And
so
it's just, the reason being, it's just so hard to kill down to the roots on them. So that's why I'm trying to think of like an organic, and so while we were talking, I went to the Bonide website, which always gives you an option of what really is going to take care of it. There's no organic way that they're showing. They always tend to show it an organic way. It's really just having to, the most organic is pulling everyone, but that could take days or weeks.
Okay, so I'll get the Bonide and put it in after the garden's all done with.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, so now it's a regular garden, like a vegetable garden or a perennial garden?
Yeah, a vegetable garden.
Okay. Let me do this. Hang tight with me, because on the other side of the break, I want to spend a couple minutes during the break to see what else I can find for you. Because in a vegetable garden, I'd hate for you to use something like this and affect it. So,
all right, great.
Hang tight. So on the other side of the break, I can give you more information.
Great. Thank you.
For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania State Police say a man plowed his vehicle into people at a charity event Saturday night, then drove to a neighboring county near Scranton, where he attacked a woman, killing her. Overall, two people died in the rampage. 17 were injured.
It's very unfortunate that this happened, and we want to compile all pieces to put this investigation together and do it thoroughly and as accurate as possibly be. This is a complete tragedy.
Trooper Anthony Petroski with the Pennsylvania State Police. At least 35 people are dead and 45 injured after a fire broke out at an Egyptian church. The electrical fire started Sunday morning as some 5,000 people gathered for mass at the church in the city of Giza. Multiple agencies reporting a stampede was caused by the fire, according to sources. This is USA Radio News. Supporters of former President Trump continue to gather near Mar-a-Lago Resort following the unsealing of the warrant and property receipt regarding the recent FBI raid on Trump's Florida estate. The former president claiming everything taken was declassified, this as the president's attorney signed a letter saying there was nothing classified at the Mar-a-Lago estate. The raid and everything following it has Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden believing there's a double standard in the Department of Justice.
It seems as if the problem here is credibility from the higher-ups at Justice and the FBI, because history has shown us that they're not interested in prosecuting potential national security threats at the high level. Hillary Clinton's emails, for example, Hunter Biden, they've not been interested in anything, so they have a credibility problem.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. It's primary day in Wyoming and Alaska this Tuesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Paul in regards to nutsedge in the vegetable garden. And I just did a little bit more research during the break. Excuse me. And couple of things that I found, one of them stated that you could try using burnout from Bonide. Burnout is a liquid organic weed killer. So that's one. The other that they were saying, which I thought was interesting, was using horticultural variety of molasses, right? So there's a molasses product out there, the horticultural molasses, that you can actually use as a liquid foliar feed and a soil amendment. Now, they say using a quarter cup to a gallon of water of this can help actually slow down the nutsedge and kill it that way. You'd have to buy it online. I've never seen it in a store itself. But that's one way that it explained it. The other thing is, for the long term, if, for next year in that vegetable garden, using like a landscape fabric will help keep it down because it'll keep the soil warm enough, kill the seed that it could form. That would be one thing as well.
Great. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem, Paul. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Gail's in New York.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Just remembering your dad. I can't believe it's been 4 years, and I just wanted to thank him for inspiring me all these years with gardening. I really enjoyed, I don't know how many years he was on the air, but I really miss him. But I continue to listen to you on Sunday. I just have a quick question about beetles. I have some damage. I think it's a beetle, like a Japanese beetle. They're rust-colored. But they're eating my basil, some of my sunflowers, mums, and some other flowers. And I have eight, but I think that harms the bees. And I have some Captain Jack's and neem oil and horticultural oil. Well, and I didn't want to spray anything when it was so hot. So would Captain Jack's kill beetles, or I prefer organic if I could.
Yep. So Captain Jack can. I'm trying to think. Captain Jack's is more, will kill the beetles. It will. I'm mixing up the oil-based versus this. This one will kill the beetles because it will suffocate them, whereas the neem oil doesn't do what it needs to do for those beetles. So that's the one I would use. Use it a couple times. It's most likely Japanese beetles that are starting to eat. This is the time of year that they really start to emerge and start to skeletonize everything that they can. So I wouldn't be surprised if it is that.
Yeah, it's a beetle that looks just like a Japanese beetle. Might be the cousin.
So. Yeah, so yeah. I would use the Captain Jack's dead bug brew there.
Okay, I got a fresh thing of that, so it's that should be effective.
Yeah, and it's so it's one where I believe you need to spray every 7 to 10 days to really knock it down to get rid of it from really taking over, right? But take a look at the back of the bottle. It'll tell you how much to use, but it'll also tell you how many applications you should be using. It's basically, I'm reading the package at the same time. It's a very small print, but it says mix the amount of this product specified per pint, quart, or gallon of spray and uniformly spray foliage to the point of runoff. Uniform coverage of upper and lower leaf surfaces is essential for effective insect control, and that's directly for the beetles, right?
I've got a pump sprayer.
Yeah, perfect. I'm trying to get you it'll say it right on the back. I'm trying to read it at the same time as talk, and it's the very small print, so I apologize. Yeah. But it should be at the bottom, or one of the last pages will show you for beetles and what to use, how much to use.
Okay, I'll
okay.
do that then. Okay, thank you.
All right, Gail, have a great one.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We get right into another call here. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan's in Osterville.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I just have a quick question on my lawn. I've done step 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
The last one was about 6 weeks ago. So I'm wondering if I could put the green up, because, of course, the lawns are all pretty dry. Or something more effective on. Or should I go to step 4?
Well, no, so you've done 1, 2, and 3, right? I am a firm believer in a 5-application process because of the fact that if you look specifically at the weeks that a 4-step process takes place, you would already put your last 4, your 4th application in, and then the lawn's going to not have anything for like 2 months when it should have something. And so I would use that green up at this point as your like step 4. You could also, to be honest with you, put the winterizer down now and just do it down twice. It's not going to harm it. The grass will be active all the way to the point where the ground freezes, and that could be November sometimes. So if you look at 6 weeks from now, that's only October 1st. And then it would have all of October with nothing to help feed it to get ready for winter. So up to you and what you want to do. If you want to use Green Up, that's going to help. Use that now, and then in 6 weeks, use the winterizer.
So what about step four?
That would be, the winterizer is step four, so it might just say fall fertilizer.
Right.
So that's that. Yeah, so that would be, again, in 6 weeks from now, if you were to put Green Up down today. Or you could use that one now and then use the same exact product in 6 weeks.
So which is more effective, do you think?
Maybe Green Up at this point, just to try and help make it a little bit more active. Maybe using just Green Up would work at this point.
And then I have, like, Super Turf Builder, and I have Winter Fall Winter Green, a Winter Guard. They all seem to be about the same. Is one more effective for the of the other?
Yeah, they're all pretty much the same, although, you know, I'd have to take a look at the package themselves, but Scott's products don't have, they're not as, to me, they're not as good as the Jonathan Green products that we're discussing.
Okay.
Okay.
And there was another one you mentioned a few weeks ago that was like an instant Green Up.
Yeah, so I was talking about Ironite. Or Milorganite, because Milorganite has iron in it to help do some greening. So that could be one to use as well this time of year, because it doesn't burn the lawn either, even though most lawns are already burnt.
So could I use the Green Up and Milorganite together?
I would not use both, just based on the formulation of Green Up has a high nitrogen level. And if you put too much nitrogen, you can burn it. If you're looking just to give it something, and instead of you know, worrying about it, maybe it is the Milorganite, because that, like I said, is not going to burn the lawn itself. It's going to just help the lawn.
Okay. And then use the fourth step of the Jonathan Green.
Yeah, in a couple weeks, yeah.
Okay, and I have one other question regarding hydrangea. A stem broke off in June when I was getting it ready for spring, and I actually put it in water and it rooted.
Okay.
Is that common, and could I plant it outside? It's probably 5 inches. It's 4 or 5 inches at the most, but it does have several roots.
No, that's definitely worth planting. What I would look to do is maybe get it in some soil in like a container first, so that it has less to compete with outside in the soil, and establish a root system and allow it to start growing. And then from there, then you can put it into the ground, and you can plant all the way up till the ground freezes, and it should be all right. I would look to a really tiny plant. Yeah, understandably so, right? But what I would look for you to do is try to establish some of those roots now by keeping it in a container. That way, it's stronger when it goes in the ground. And, you know, being in drought conditions, pretty much all of Massachusetts, any plant that has been there for a longer period is more dominant and will pull moisture away from the smaller plants. So you want to make sure it has a fighting chance at least.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Jan. You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
John's in New Hampshire.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've got a couple hemlocks. 10 to 12 feet tall. They appear to have the woolly adelgids.
Yep.
You know, little pieces of white cotton on the branches.
Yeah.
And they're both within about 50 feet of a lake. So tree and shrub of the reading I've done for that, they don't recommend using that because it's near a body of water.
Yep.
So you got any recommendations for how can I address this problem?
So tree and shrub is the, the one that fixes a lot of it, right? Being so close to water, I'm just trying to think what we could be doing. We could be focusing on the woolly, the insect now. An oil spray, like an all-seasons oil during certain parts of the year is also part of the regimen to kill it and suffocate it. Trying to think. The all-seasons oil, you can actually spray the adelgid that's on there to kill it. You can actually use it in the spring to really slow down the process of it. It's kind of like you use it hand in hand with the tree and shrub. Why don't you hang tight with me so on the other side of the break we can go a little bit more into it. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with John in regards to woolly adelgid, and he's not far from water, and the tree and shrub just doesn't make sense for him to use. Now, the one thing that you can use is a, like I was saying, was a all-seasons oil, right?
Right.
This shouldn't be sprayed right now. When you're seeing what the, you know, basically these little white nests, right? Because what happens is it's a waxy coating that nothing's going to really penetrate it and it's not going to suffocate it, right? So you need to spray to really kill the adelgid in the fall, in the spring, and maybe even into the early summer, right? So you'll be spraying the tree, and you want to make sure you can get every part of it until it drips. But it'll be once fall really hits, so end of September, right?
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to want to do it again in the spring, so anything that you might have missed will kill it, will be killed. You need to do it a couple times, as it is a organic product, and it's only an oil. You really need to this fall and then in spring do it in about like 14 to 20 day intervals, maybe a little bit less, because there's no residual when it comes to organics, which means it's not killing long term. It's not repelling as well. Okay.
Okay.
So that's going to be your only one to really use, and it is organic. It's an oil based.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I would have you do a combination of both anyways, where you would have that tree and shrub systemic that will help, really prevent it for a full year. But then you'd also be spraying with the all seasons anyways in the fall and early spring to kill any that had made it. But just during the heat of the summer, the adelgid goes dormant. So you can't really do much to it.
Okay. So spray it once at the end of September and then wait till springtime?
Yeah, so you can spray it once in the end of September, wait a couple weeks, spray it again.
Oh, okay.
And then once the ground is thawed and things are starting to really, move along,
right?
That's when you can spray in the spring. You could even do it a little bit earlier because this product is called All Seasons for a reason.
Okay.
It can be sprayed any season. You just really don't do it when it's really hot because it is an oil and it can burn the plant.
Right. Okay. And is it called All Season Oil?
Yes. If you go somewhere and they don't have All Seasons Oil from Bonai, just you're looking for a dormant oil. They should know exactly what that is. But Bonai has the All Seasons Oil.
Okay, excellent. And one last question?
Sure.
Do you recommend liming a vegetable garden every year?
Depending upon what you're putting in there, you want to kind of maintain a good pH level in the sixes. For most vegetables.
Right.
So by putting it in there at the regular rate, you are, keeping it consistent. Because if you don't do anything for a number of years, that pH might either drop or just not be enough
right. To
allow the other nutrients to really do their thing.
Right. Okay.
So I definitely do recommend it.
Very good. Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we got about a minute left in the show, so there's not a lot of time to bring on another call. But as I said earlier, I appreciate everyone's emails that we got based off of the newsletter this week. Just a dedication to my father, 4 years ago, passing, and us showing our appreciation to the man. I do appreciate him, obviously. Without him, I wouldn't be here today talking with you. Do I wish it was different where he was still talking? Yes. I wish he was still here to do all those things. But we take the opportunities that we are given and run with them. And I know he'd be happy with what we're doing, continuing on with his legacy, keeping him on those commercials so you can still hear him. I get to hear him every Sunday. So it's pretty cool for me. I still get to hear his voice. So we leave it on there for you guys. But again, I say thank you to everybody who sent us emails. And post it on Facebook about it. We appreciate it. We're here for you guys. Anyways, till next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. You never know when it's going to be the end. So get out there, be good to each other, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.